Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, December 18th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
1 week to Christmas.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
It's just flying by.
We will not sleep in a week from this morning.
No, yeah, we'll be up early.
Maybe I will. With the young kids, you probably won't.
No, yeah, we'll see. 3 years old, I think. That's maybe about when it starts.
Yeah, last non-early Christmas morning for next decade or so.
Yeah. Last year there was excitement, but I don't think that there was an understanding that the earlier you wake up, the earlier you get your presents. So we'll see if 3.5 is the mark. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As Bill said, we're a week out from Christmas. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Lots of different items to bring you this morning. Taking a look at some news. And, you know, always as we get to the end of the year, we have different reports, annual reports, including from the Utah Department of Transportation, along with the Division of Natural Resources, working together on a launching of an app. The DNR and UDOT received over 3,000 reports of wildlife killed by vehicles through the Roadkill Reporter app for their first year. The app was released in December 2022, allows people to easily report the location and description of any dead animals they see on or near roads, so those animals can be removed more quickly from highways and freeways. Data also provides important wildlife mitigation information for biologists. UDOT's Natural Resource Manager Matt Howard said that the app's helping to keep Utah roads safe by helping them remove carcasses that can cause traffic hazards. In addition, the data collected from the app will help us determine where to potentially place wildlife fencing and crossing, protecting people and wildlife. And during the first year of the app's release, a total of 3,800 animals were reported with it. Roughly 98% of the reported animals killed by vehicles were mule deer, a total of 3,600 deer. However, it's estimated only about half of deer vehicle collisions were reported. And DWR biologists estimate that around 10,000 deer are actually hit and killed by vehicles in Utah annually. Had a couple of other reports as well. The next highest animal hit by roads and killed was elk at 157. Pronghorn antelope were next with 22 over that annual report. So really interesting, and like I say, interesting data gathered that will help hopefully offer mitigation in the future too. It's really interesting here in San Juan County between Monticello and Blanding. Is just a historically bad stretch of roadway where so many deer were crossed and killed, and lots of people injured or serious damage to their cars, and they installed these really tall fences that seemingly has really dropped those numbers dramatically.
Yeah, tall fences and tunnels underneath the highway in three locations, and that seems to have done the trick. Sometimes this time of year when it really gets cold, you get some confused deer who can't quite figure out where the tunnels are. But yeah, that has been a remarkable turnaround. That was just carnage along the Highway 191 between Monticello and Blanding, and that's not so much. It's interesting, pronghorn antelope. I've never seen a antelope roadkill that maybe I just thought it was a deer, but
yeah,
they move awfully quick and they're hard to see, but... That's very interesting.
Well, and again, you know, the deer reported killed, or what was it, 3,600 deer, you know, on the app, and they say that's, you know, that there's 10,000 that actually died. You know, those are, those are so common.
There's 22
for pronghorns. So yeah, I guess if you're in Emory or Carbon County, you know someone that hit one of those. But
yeah, there's a few in Dry Valley here in San Juan County, and you see them between Green River and Price on the highway quite often, occasionally.
Yeah, really interesting. With that too, you know, talking about mitigation too, there's another example of I-80 up near Park City, they've got you talked about those tunnels under the road. They've got an overpass for the animals, and they set up cameras that they've released the footage from since, and there's a ton of animals using those crossings. So yeah, this data I think will be helpful for biologists to figure out where these animals are trying to cross, and hopefully get them across more safely, and also keep people safe, as they drive.
Yeah, that's interesting. Also, the underpass on Highway 191, it's right by the guest ranch, so probably milepost 63 or 64. Elk, that's large enough for elk to go under, and I've seen a few game cameras of elk going underneath that tunnel, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, very interesting. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got some other news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including the latest out of the Monticello City Council meeting. At their latest meeting, members of the City Council updated fees at the hideout, clarified the updated garbage code, and received reports on the economy and housing at that latest meeting on December 12th. Part of the council, members of the council approved a resolution updating the consolidated fee schedule for new pricing at the Hideout Golf Course. The resolution as presented had slight changes in green fees and cart fees, as well as having slightly decreased prices for local golfers. The proposed Hideout fee change would also include a holiday rate for busy days on the course, including Pioneer Day and the 4th of July. While the exact definition of who receives a local versus non-resident rate was not defined in the original resolution, members of the council voted to make the definition of a local as someone who resides within Monticello city limits. Members of the council also approved a $900 variance application fee. City staff reported that was more in line with local Utah municipalities and found the fee would cover administrative time plus the $700 to $800 charge for the Board of Adjustments to review variance requests. So that was part of that latest meeting. Monticello City Council continued discussions around cleaning up Main and Center Street. And at the meeting, council members also approved a raise in their compensation. Motion raised council compensation from $1,500 annually to $2,000 and the mayor compensation from $3,000 annually to $4,000. Following the raise, council members discussed scheduling compensation raises for council members and the mayor so that compensation increase would be incremental over time rather than large raises after years of stagnation. Members of the council also heard reports from a couple of different folks, including County Economic Development Director Elaine Gisler, and asked about one of the greatest challenges of attracting industry to the area. Gisler said that near the top of the list is a lack of housing. She said, quote, Lisbon Valley Mine and Energy Fuels both have between the two about 50 jobs open monthly that they can't fill because we don't have enough housing. Gisler suggested the city look at planning and zoning to create more housing, including increasing density. She said, quote, so we can keep our kids here and quit exporting them out to other areas. If we want our kids to stay here, we have to have housing and have to have jobs. Again, more from the latest Monticello City Council meeting, and we'll have more of that on the morning show in the future, and it'll be in the upcoming edition of the San Juan Record. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way this morning, but we'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and Walker's True Value in Moab is ready to help you celebrate it the right way. Save on power tools and accessories, barbecue grills and smokers, patio fire pits, batteries, heaters, and tons of stocking stuffers for that special guy on Santa's list. True Value Hardware's been helping you deck the halls for 75 years. Come check out our great deals on Christmas lighting and decor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Did you
you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly Drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors, and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Monday, December 18th, 2023, 9:21 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Taking a look at some news in the Red Rock listening area, the Bureau of Land Management is implementing new wildlife protections in Mineral and Hail Roaring Canyons. That's in the Grand County. Rule restricts activities that allow humans to access otherwise inaccessible habitats that are important for wildlife species such as the Mexican spotted owl, golden eagles, other raptors, and Utah's only endemic herd of desert bighorn sheep. The rule is going to prohibit rock climbing except in designated areas at designated times. Also prohibits other roped and aerial activities including zip lining, slack lining, climbing, rappelling, rope swinging, base jumping, parachuting, and skydiving. Also prohibits the construction or installation of temporary structure, and that rule covers 10,000 acres, about 1% of the BLM managed public lands within the jurisdiction in the Moab Field office. Moab Field manager Dave Powell said that, quote, this rule ensures these iconic wildlife species continue to have areas with limited disturbance from recreational visitors to BLM managed public lands. While these aerial and roped recreation limits cover a very small area, they will provide huge benefit for wildlife success, says PALS. Federal Register notice provided further details about the rule, including the need to obtain individual special recreation permits to rock climb in the special area during specific seasons. Mineral and Hail Roaring Canyons are approximately 30 to 43 miles west of Moab and mostly accessible mostly by dirt roads. So you may know the area. If you're a climber, though, then there's going to be some limitations on when and where you can climb in those areas. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Report to the Cortez Journal, special from Bailey Duran to the Journal, noting that this morning, state government officials are visiting the Mancos School District. Representative Barbara McLaughlin and Senator Cleve Simpson visiting the Mancos School District from 3 to 5, actually this afternoon, to visit and learn more about the district. Superintendent Todd Cordray said that they'll give them a tour of the school district to show them great stuff that they're doing and celebrate success, and also meet with the board to talk about the Board of Education priorities for the upcoming legislative session. So again, the bipartisan visit from the Colorado representative and state senator will show the concern from the two about education in the state. So full report on that, more additional information on what they may be talking about can be found in the Cortez Journal online at thenestjournal.com. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
And it was a busy weekend. There were a number of services that were held, so we don't have a whole lot to announce today. But we did just get word that funeral services for Mary Ann Lyman, it's Mary Ann Wetton Lyman, age 86, a longtime resident of Blanding, will be held on Friday in Orem, Utah. That's this Friday. There'll be visitation at 1 p.m. on Friday, December 29th, so in two Fridays, at the Blanding Stake Center of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Do have one other service that I'm aware of, too. Elaine Sondrager White services will be this Thursday from 9 to 10:30 a.m. in Blanding, with the burial to follow in Monticello. That's another one I'm aware of.
So she just passed away recently, and services here.
Yep, this week. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. The morning show sponsor, Redtail Air Connections, offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Take a quick break and be right back.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Now is the best time to buy a new vehicle from Performance Ford of Moab during our end-of-year sales event. We have deals on every vehicle, from Mavericks to Super Duties, and thousands off F-150s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab. Doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
3D print it. Earn your certificate at USU Blanding. Explore engineering, drafting, and design technology with experienced instructors and state-of-the-art 3D printing machines. Transform your creativity into tangible objects and shape the future of the industry. Take advantage of hands-on learning and industry-leading technology. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to jumpstart your new career today.
Enroll now. Classes start January 6th.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pawn and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pawn and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pawn and Gun behind Rick's Glass in Unit Number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pawn and Gun also cashes checks.
Family the gift of Fess Internet this season. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of residential e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at just $59.95 a month, and discounts are available for qualifying households. Plus, free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, December 18th, 2023, 9:30 a.m. on this December 18, Bill.
And that song, 43 years ago, Lady by Kenny Rogers, was the number one song. 6 weeks on the charts for Kenny Rogers. That song was written by Lionel Richie. If you listen to it, oh yeah, that's absolutely a Lionel Richie song. But recorded by Kenny Rogers and number one for 6 weeks. On this day in 1865, slavery was officially banished in the United States with the ratification of the 13th Amendment. And it was on this day in 1966 that How the Grinch Stole Christmas debuted on national television.
What was the date again on that?
1966.
Okay, so you wouldn't recall it.
No, I recall watching it every year. And,
yeah.
You know, and that was at a time where there were only three stations. They only played it once a year. So that was appointment TV. You didn't want to miss The Grinch.
No.
And I don't know if anyone did miss The Grinch. We were tied to the TV now. There's so many choices. Or TV then.
Yeah.
So many choices now. You can just watch it whenever you want.
But yeah. Back then, you had to be home in time to watch the Grinch.
Yeah. Yeah. And you had to be tough, too.
Yeah.
My grandchildren are afraid of the Grinch.
Yeah, they are.
But he's a pretty creepy character, there's no doubt.
Yeah, but he well, maybe I shouldn't spoil it, but he ends up being nice eventually.
Yeah. His heart grew 2.5 times.
I think three sizes.
Three sizes.
Yeah.
Broke that box just to pieces.
Yeah.
Story of redemption.
Yeah. You gotta love it.
Ah. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's a great movie. Great show. Great 22 minutes. Today is Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. So, and he answered the phone. Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Of course, we're talking about the movie Elf, starring Will Ferrell. That movie was made, the budget on that movie was $33 million. On its first weekend, it grossed $31 million. So, it broke even over a weekend. Eventually grossed $177 million. A huge movie.
Yeah.
It was originally written as a dark, raunchy comedy. And Will Ferrell became involved, and all of a sudden it became a genuine Christmas movie. Holiday classic. So today, don't miss the opportunity to answer the phone. Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Because today is officially Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. So, You didn't realize that this morning, that how the day was going to change because of what was going to happen. A lot of birthdays today. Actor Brad Pitt is 60 years old. Singer Christina Aguilera is 43. Steven Spielberg is 77. Actress Katie Holmes is 45. Singer Billie Eilish, this is on the young side, she's 22 years old today. And Keith Richards, the guitarist for the Rolling Stones, is 112 years old today. Well, actually, he's only 80 years old. But Keith Richards has been the oldest guy I've known for decades now. So happy, and you got another one, Keith. Happy birthday to you. Actor Ray Liotta was born today, 1954. He'd be 69, but he passed away in 2022. Local birthdays today for Kobe Brown, Kara Laws, Sissy Begay, Tessa Perkins, and Macy Beeler. Happy birthday to you all. I had weekends over the birthdays over the weekend for Austin Wilcox, Lindell Chi, Catherine Duran, Jeremy Lyman. That was on Saturday. And yesterday, Sunday, for Carolee Curtis, Dane Hurst, Mason Johnson, Dr. Curtis Black, Bowden Carpenter, and David Lacey. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. And happy birthday to those folks out there. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from a sponsor. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? You can apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Also, morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. All right, up next, we got the on-air job fair. Then we'll be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. culinary school training is preferred, and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Moonflower Community Cooperative, Moab's number one location for high-quality, healthy food choices. Stop by this holiday season to check out our fresh deli, hot bar, and local Ruby Ranch grass-fed beef. Become a Moonflower member and enjoy discounts and specials throughout the year. We're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day at 39 East 100 North, across from the post office in Moab. Happy holidays from the Moonflower Co-op.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, December 18th, 2023, 9:43 a.m. on this Monday morning. Taking a look, morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. All right, we've got local sports for you. Coming up now, another very busy weekend with tons of basketball and wrestling. We'll hit just a couple of the highlights. Dove Creek girls won their own Bulldog Classic with wins over Dolores and Nucla. Lady Mustangs beat Monticello girls in the first round, and then the Lady Buckaroos beat Dolores in the consolation game. On the boys' side, Nucla got a win over Monticello, and Dove Creek beat Monticello in a barn burner double overtime, 53-52. The San Juan boys rallied from down more than 20 points to beat Roland Hall 68-63 in the first round of the Enterprise Round Robin, but fell to American Heritage in the championship game 73-64. Grand County girls got two wins over Escalante and Utah Military Academy Camp Williams at the Pinnacle Panthers Winter Classic in Price. Also at that tournament was the Monument Valley boys team. They defeated Tilo 79-59 as part of that tournament. The Montezuma Cortez girls picked up wins over Gunnison and Crested Butte at the Gunnison tournament. Dolores boys won at Creed 60-38, and the Mancos girls and boys both beat Del Norte on the road. So that's a look at the local sports report. With that, we've been talking about, too, the All-State teams announced in Utah just last week. Colorado's also coming out and leading the way. The eight-man player of the year was the Mancos Blue Jays' Cale Wayman, of course, quarterbacking the Blue Jays to a state championship. Coach of the year was Mancos head coach Josh Gardner. No surprise there. On the first team in eight-man, Levi Martin and Cale Wayman for the Blue Jays. Gage Buffington for the Dove Creek Bulldogs was also named first team All-State. Looking at second team All-State, Chris Medina and Caden Wyatt both named for Mancos on that second team All-State. Honorable mention for Cole Dainty Goldfoil, Jacob Martin, and Adam Martinez for Mancos for Dove Creek. As mentioned, Buffington on the first team. Honorable mention for Mike Coffey, Tabor DeJane, and Colton Fury, all earning honorable mentions on that All-State team. And finally, Montezuma Cortez also having a couple of honorable mentions on the 2A team. Hunter Goodall and Marcus Harris, as well as Tay Wheat, all named to the Montezuma or named to the honorable mention for the Colorado 2A All-State.
There were also All-State volleyball named for in Colorado, and there were some local names on that, led by the Twins from Dove Creek. Kylie and Kaylee Gatlin were on the second team for the 1A volleyball. Those senior sisters are closing a pretty remarkable sports career. They were joined by Ray Lynn Hickman, who was honorable mention from Dove Creek on those lists.
Well, very good. Yeah, again, it's that time of year. We're honoring fall sports athletes, and at the same time, we're right in the middle of this winter athlete season. So, yeah, it's a full report on the sports report this morning. Taking a look, we've got the regional report as well. Let's take a look at NFL over the weekend. Denver Broncos defeated in Detroit by the Lions 42-17. Denver's second place in the AFC West, record of 7-7. So right on the edge there, they're going to have a couple things break their way to make the playoffs, but their season's definitely turned around. Also playing yesterday, the Arizona Cardinals were defeated by the San Francisco 49ers 45-29. Taking a look, meanwhile, in the National Basketball Association at results over the weekend for our regional teams. Let's start with the Phoenix Suns. They were beat by the Knicks on Friday, and yesterday they beat the Washington Wizards 112-108. Kevin Durant with 28 points in the win for the Suns. Also over the weekend, looking at the Utah Jazz. On Saturday, they were in Sacramento, where they were beat by the Kings 125-104. Tonight, they host the Brooklyn Nets, tipping off at 7. And finally, the Denver Nuggets, the reigning NBA champions. On Saturday, they got beat by the Thunder in a one-point game, 118-117. And tonight, they're hosting Dallas. That tips off at 7. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? Again, that'll do it for this edition of the Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.